that a wasp or?
No, that's on the bee family. It's a little yellow bee. And they'll wrap you up when you get in and stir up a nest to them. Why, they'll get all over you, up your breeches leg, down your collar, up your shirt sleeve, in your nose. They'll get all over you. You'll hunt a hole of water to get in quick.
Where are they building nests?
In the ground.
Okay. And then you got a kind of a type wasp that maybe builds his nest in a dirt place on the side of the yard?
Dirt.
No, kind of a dirt place on the, you know, on the side of your house or something like that.
Bumblebee?
No, dirt
dobber. No.
You mean dirt dobber?
Yeah, you got the dirt dobber that builds a nest out of dirt.
Yeah.
And lays the egg in there and then catches spiders and paralyzes them and puts them in the nest or in the hole with this egg that the dirt dobber has laid. And then that egg hatches and makes the larva. And when the dirt dobber hatches into a dirt dobber, he pushes the end out of the nest, and he's already got his food there till he gets old enough to survive on his own.
Have you got kind of a thing that builds a big paper nest, kind of like shaped like a book?
Hornet.
Yeah,
a hornet.
Now, them's the worst.
Yeah, that's the reason I said there here a few days yesterday that a lot of people say the boys are meaner nowadays than they used to be. Well, I still don't go along with that, because I remember one instance where a boy pulled a hornet nest, crammed a piece of paper in the hornet nest, and carried the hornet nest to a church and put it in. Just as he throwed it, he pulled a paper plug out of the hornet nest.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they ain't no meaner now. It's just more for them to get into, but.
Yeah. When folks were in the church?
Yeah.
It was during?
Full of people.
During the
service. Of course, that's been many, many years ago.
Yeah.
They had the boys to do anything.
No.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can shoot one of them hornet nests with a .22 rifle, and it won't no more than the gun pop. And that bullet hit until there be a hornet where you're at. Don't never try. Don't think that hornet can't follow the path of that bullet. He'll be there to you. It don't matter if you're 100 yards out there. He'll be there to you in a few seconds.
Now, small insects, you might be walking through the woods and these are getting your skin and burrow under you, make a raised red welt on you.
Red bug.
Red bug.
Chiggers. Ticks.
You got that insect that hops through the grass and the...
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Okay. Ever heard people call them hopper grasses or anything like that?
I always call them grasshopper.
Okay. Now, you might... that this insect makes, you might find one across the corner of the room if you hadn't swept in a while.
Spider web.
Spider web. Okay. If you find one outside, you might call it a what? Across a tree, spider web?
Spider web.
Would it make any, one you might find that a spider had left abandoned or something like that, what would you call that? Better get a broom and sweep these
cobwebs
out. So you might say cobwebs were something, you know, found inside, you know. Any difference between a spider web and a cobweb?
No, I don't guess. I don't know what would be the difference. Cobweb. Might be the cobweb just been left there so long.
Okay.
Or a whole lot of them or something.
Now, when you're pulling up a stump, you have to dig around and cut out the...
cap root or the
roots.
Right.
Did you ever use those for anything? Folks ever use roots for medicine of any sort?
Sassafras they did, but other than sassafras...